سلام، فهیم هستم. با پادکست هفتگی رادیو السا آفرینش در خدمت شما دوستان هستیم. امیدوارم که تا پایان برنامه ما را همراهی کنید. در برنامه گذشته یکی از تمرینات پارت دوم سپیکینگ آیلتس رو از کتاب The Official Cambridge Guide to IELTS مورد بررسی قرار دادیم. قصد داریم تا در این برنامه به بررسی تعدادی از سوالات پارت سوم کیو کارد مربوطه بپردازیم. پارت سوم در مصاحبه سپیکینگ آیلتس ماهیت آرگومنتیتیو یا همون استدلالی رو داره که میبایست بدون تعلل به پاسخ سوالات بپردازید. در بررسی که امروز انجام میدیم میتونید هم از لحاظ دانش زبانی و هم ایده پردازی استفاده مناسبی رو ببرید. سوال اول رو گوش میدیم. Why do some people choose to read the news on the internet rather than in the newspaper?
Well, today you can get your hands on just about anything in a split second using the internet. People want to be kept in the loop about everything, and this requires instant accessibility to news all around the world and also its updates. Whereas buying a newspaper might give you the lowdown on what's cooking, the chances that you get an update on an issue on the same day are actually slim to nil. What's more, you're not wasting your precious time taking unnecessary walks down the block to find newsstands. This fact is definitely not to be ignored. We humans are drawn to whatever makes our lives easier.
در ادامه به بررسی تعدادی از لغات و اصطلاحاتی که در این پاسخ استفاده شد میپردازیم.
Get your hands on something. چیزی رو به دست آوردن. Nowadays you can get your hands on anything if you have the money. In a split second. خیلی سریع. When I took a look at the picture, I could understand the problem in a split second. Keep someone in the loop. کسی رو مطلع نگه داشتن. The boss asked us to keep him in the loop. What's cooking? چه خبره؟ The first thing he said when he saw us was, What's cooking? سوال دوم رو میشنویم. How is internet news different from the news you read in the newspaper?
Well, I figure the core difference between these two types of news outlets is that the internet version contains more visuals, unlike the other one. Simply put, unabridged articles are brought to you through which you could even reenact the whole story of an article. Yet another difference is that you can keep up with the latest updates of the breaking news. Take Washington Post Online as an example. Every page is stacked with lots of updates, a feature that is not provided by the traditional newspaper.
تعدادی از لغات و اصطلاحات بکار رفته در این جواب رو مورد بررسی قرار میدیم. News outlets. رسانه‌های مطبوعاتی مختلف. You have to try different news outlets to find out which one is more interesting. Simply put, به بیان ساده. Simply put, I cannot be with you anymore. Reenact. بازسازی کردن. I heard they're going to reenact the scene. Stacked with. انباشته شده با. The storage was stacked with papers. سوال سوم رو میشنویم. Will internet news ever replace newspapers?
I'm not sure if it already hasn't. I mean, I see folks around me, even the old-timers. They all got smartphones, and the majority are regular internet users. The point being, they're only a click away from the whole news thing. It makes perfect sense now. Next time you see piles of newspapers ready to be thrown away since nobody's willing to buy them, think of what I said and don't be shocked. Anyways, I personally like it when I see things taking a turn for the better, so I'm not gonna cry at this sight.
تعدادی از لغات و اصطلاحات به کار برده شده در این جواب رو هم مورد بررسی قرار میدیم. Folks. مردم. The folks around here are not friendly. Old-timer. شخص پیر. The old-timers should be assisted. To make sense. منطقی بودن. Your story is not perfect. It doesn't make sense at all.
از اینکه ما رو تا این لحظه همراهی کردید سپاسگزارم و تا برنامه بعدی بدرود.